Pennsylvania lawmakers are considering a slate of proposals to rein in the impacts of large data centers. The state house recently passed a bill which is designed to protect households and small businesses from the costs of electric grid upgrades that would serve data centers. Nicholas Miller is a policy associate with the National Conference of State Legislatures. He says it's not just Pennsylvania. Lawmakers across the country have introduced a flurry of data center bills this year.
Data centers are incredibly fast moving, and they are definitely high, I think, in the minds of many legislators and high in the mind of many people as well. And at least so far in 2026 legislative sessions, it does not show any sign of slowing down.
Other proposals in the Pennsylvania General Assembly would require data centers to report their water use, streamline permitting, and strike down a sales tax break for data center equipment. A Senate Republican proposal would speed up data center permits. The Pennsylvania Academy of the Fine Arts will reopen its historic landmark building on April 12th, following 2 years of renovation. WHYY's Corey Sharber has the details.
PAFL will reopen the site with a Nation of Arts exhibit at both the historic landmark building and the Philadelphia Museum of Art. The exhibit will feature paintings and contemporary works from the 18th century to present day. In addition to the exhibit, the museum is also celebrating its 120th anniversary alongside America's 250th birthday. General admission tickets start at $25. Corey Sharber, WHYY News.
At 11:06, it is 52 degrees in Philadelphia with a wind chill of 46 degrees. Mostly sunny skies today, but windy conditions. High will be near 54. Clear and cold tonight with lows between 27 and 31 degrees. A freeze warning is in effect from midnight till 9 a.m. on Wednesday.